What nobody told you about changing what you get. Is it really true that no amount of talk therapy, self-talk, mindfulness, meditation, no amount of tapping, hypnosis, shock therapy can change what you get? That landmark education produces the same meager results as Tony Robbins, or any other known or unknown entity, claiming to transform your life? Can you do what Gandhi taught? Be the change you want in the world? He couldn't either. You are who you are how you are, and no amount of willpower, no amount of positive thinking, can change that. And yet, in spite of the obvious impossibility, this is still what people teach. Change who you are. Ugh. I wish I had asked this question 30 to 40 years ago. I would have been better off, faster. But it is what it is better late than never. 35 years of coaching and being coached about getting different results, a different life. So if talk therapy doesn't work, what does? How could you change your life? The answer lies in a diagram I drew 14 years ago, in a Peak Potentials course that was all about getting rich. The diagram, a triangle, had in the three peaks three statements, RV, the right vehicle, RT, the right timing, and RU, the right you. Everyone concerns themselves with the first two. But no one knows what to do with the third. A book by Angela Duckworth, Grit, made waves a few years ago, claiming that you are the able to change, and only your thinking, your rigid thinking keeps you the same. That if you were willing to add grit to your toolbox, you could become anything, or more importantly, you could become the right you. And, sadly, she was wrong. Reality says she is wrong. People may change behavior, but inside they don't change. Unless. This is what this article is about. Keep on reading. How can you become the right you? Well, the experiment is still running. And therefore it would be lying if I said, energetic intervention works 100% of the time. But some of the time it does work, and we are about to find out if it works and how well. And some chemical intervention works too. Like adding lithium orotate to your diet. Or starting to eat foods and with the eating style that is encoded in your DNA. They don't change who you are, but they help you being more even-keeled. And have less emotional jerking. Moving and stretching also works. It does change who you are, but it changes how you move. But it seems that without a deep energetic intervention, your emotional triggers, and almost everything I measure in my starting point measurements, will remain the same. Or even get worse. I remember when I first bought the quantum jumping course, I visited my doppelganger in another dimension, and saw her, transmitting energies on a T. Harv Eker seminar. To make the participants become able to use what was taught. This was before I developed my technique to transfer an energy to audios, so I don't have to transmit the energies personally. Seeing my doppelganger doing that was a message I didn't quite get. I didn't quite get that all those transformation preaching teaching gurus are missing the boat, and unless there is an energetic component, nothing will change. It felt arrogant for me to say that, and I felt too insignificant to be ever asked by a guru to help them make a difference. This was about 10 years ago, maybe more. Since then I went both ways, trying to intellectually change who someone is. And trying to energetically do the same thing. The energetic method has big promises. When I look at my own self-development journey, I see that until I was exposed to energetic influences, nothing really happened. I was still the drama queen, bemoaning my fate. Blah blah blah. The conscious mind, and even the other than conscious mind, cannot change established energetic processes. You need to meet energy with energy. Talking at energy won't do shit. Sorry for my French. I am experiencing grief and anger at all those billions of dollars, decades wasted. By billions of people who wanted to become all they could become. Without energetic intervention you are the way you are, and that is that. If who you are isn't all you can be, if who you are isn't who you want to be, then now you have a choice. And it won't cost billions. It is inexpensive, almost no personal effort required, and it is gentle. What is it? It is energy, of course, but let's look first what it does and how it does it, shall we? So what will it do? The first thing the energy does is makes you less reactive. Gradually, slowly. You'll get upset less readily. Hurt less readily. Complain, suffer, blame, judge and envy less and less. You'll procrastinate less, you'll avoid less, you'll have more energy, and sleep better. You'll know maybe for the first time in your life what is yours to do. And what you should leave very well alone. The government will still do what the government does. Your neighbors, your friends, your parents or children will still do what your parents and children do. But you'll pay attention and do what is yours to do. And feel good about yourself. I have at my beck and call several energies. All of them are transformative, but only a set of 48 energies are special in a way, they are not fully co-creative. Co-creative need you to shoulder at least half of the responsibility to do the work, to do the work the energy can do. But, I have learned, who you are now is not willing to shoulder much of anything. So those energies will be useful after you become who you can become with the 48 energies. Tabula rasa. Clean slate. The 48 energies erase the fixed and stuck ways you react to certain things in life. As if you never had those reactions. Or close to it. Tabula rasa is the theory that individuals are born without built-in mental content, and therefore all knowledge comes from experience or perception. Last night I was lying in bed, sleepless. A bird kept on chirping by my open window, driving me nuts. I was never going to fall asleep resisting, reacting to that chirping. I downloaded the vine energy for about 20 seconds, and it was all gone. Not the chirping, my reaction. I could have downloaded the hoe. The vine is embedded in it. But I was curious if I recognized what exact energy made me frustrated by the bird's chirping. It was the vine. The vine that say, the world should work the way I say it should work, not the way it is working. So the energies, the 48 energies are exact copies of your possible stuck energies. And act counterintuitively. First they will amplify the reactive emotion. And then, slowly, kill it enough so it will not be strong enough to bother you. Obviously my vine wasn't completely killed. And Musseltist says, it still isn't. It is killed enough that I have maybe seconds of frustration in my life on any given week. And I get unhooked not intellectually, but energetically now. It used to take me many hours to unhook myself. My Sunday calls, a podcast, was what I mostly used to get unstuck. And most weeks it wasn't frequent enough. Anything I didn't like set off my vine. Wasn't a good life, I can tell you that. And now a little inspiration and a little panorama of what a tabula rasa person is like. Through the poem If by Rudyard Kipling. Whenever I read the famous poem, I know it is what can tell you and me how and who we can be, and what it is really the 47 energies can help you become. Read the poem. Tell me which line is most desirable, most inspiring to you. After the poem you can buy the 48 energies if you are inspired to do so. And you won't have to break your piggy bank to do that. If, 1895. Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting. Or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream, and not make dreams your master. If you can think, and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster. And treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken. Twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Or watch the things you gave your life to, broken. And stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings. And risk it on one turn of pitch and toss. And lose, and start again at your beginnings. And never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew. To serve your turn long after they are gone. And so hold on when there is nothing in you. Except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue. Or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you. If all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute. With 60 seconds worth of distance run. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Okay, here's the magical energy bundle. The only way I know how to change you. How you can change who you are. To become the best version of yourself, so finally be able to have what you want in life. Go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/ho. P.S. Can the 48 energies change inherited evil inclination? Maybe. Mostly. Most of them. Most of the ones you think you were born with. According to source, most everything that feels like genetic isn't. And if it isn't genetic, then it can be changed with energies that don't.